You are listening to Adventist World Radio, the voice of hope, the station that cares for you. It comes to you every Wednesday.
The program that brings you everlasting life and draw you closer to God.
In our program for tonight, you'll be listening to the Word of God's and Family Life Lecture.
And music will be flowing within our program. Stay tuned.
For more information about our programs, call us on telephone number 0782-710-908. Or write to us at Message of Love Bible Correspondence School, P.O. Box 823, Arua, Uganda, or 247, Juba, Sudan.
For more, and just listen to this beautiful song.
Thank you.
Let us prepare ourselves to listen to Family Life Lecture.
Once again, we'd like to invite you as we continue with our topic on communication. Last week, we looked at keys to effective listening. Tonight, we'd like to invite you so that you can join with me together as we discuss the topic of communications, that is, keys to effective talking. As we have seen, there are two aspects to communications, process sending and receiving the message. We have already talked about receiving or listening. Today, let's talk about sending or talking. There are some basic principles of communications that, if we adopt, can greatly increase our communications. I will share with you some of these in just a minute. But first, let me say that most of these are also in harmony with what the Bible talks about in relation to the subject of communication. Here are some few principles. Number one, be a ready listener and do not answer until the other person has finished talking. Sometimes we take up these things for granted. When one person is talking, you find that two people are competing or their voices are competing. No one would wish to listen to the other one first. So how are we going to make it that, how are we going to say that it is effective communication? Effective communication needs that one person has to be ready or has to listen and do not answer until the other person has finished talking or the conversation. Secondly, will also be slow to speak. Think first. Don't rush in your words. Speak in such a way that the other person can understand and accept what you are saying. Normally, we do rush in answering, speaking, and saying out other words before digesting or before analyzing the word that you're going to utter out. Therefore, the point that we have been looking at, that be slow to speak. Think first. We don't think first. We just speak whatever comes in our mind. Therefore, number three, it says that speak the truth always, but do it in love. Do not exaggerate. Speak the truth. Don't just abuse. Don't just shout at the person. But if speak the truth in love and do not exaggerate things. Sometimes we do exaggerate things. Something small, we make it big so that the whole community could come and see or hear. Number four, do not use silence to frustrate the other person. Explain why you are hesitant to speak at this time. Sometimes one person is speaking, the other one gets annoyed, he just puts zip on his mouth. What does that mean? Don't you think you are trying to frustrate the other partner? It is common with the couples, married people. It is very, very common stuff that two people, they used to make it. But I would like to advise this evening that what? Do not use silence to frustrate or to attack another person. Instead, open your heart to peace talk. Open your home. Open your mind so that you can be able to agree with the other person or your enemy. Do not become involved in quarrels. It is possible to disagree. It is possible to disagree without quarreling. It is also common. It is possible to disagree. Couples, they do disagree. A husband and a wife, they disagree. But do not what? Do not quarrel. Do not fight. Do not abuse. Do not finger pointing at one another. Also, do not respond with anger. Use soft and kind words. It is a very difficult thing to do, but it is easy. How are we going to make it? If one side is very angry, let that one keep silent. Not the silence that I've mentioned earlier. But it is just to avoid making the fire to grow up. It's just to avoid that person getting that very annoyed. But just it is to cool that person, to make that person to silent down. Also, when you are in wrong, admit it and ask for forgiveness. When someone confesses to you, tell him or her, you have forgiven them. Be sure it is forgotten, and do not bring it up to the person again. Avoid being a troublesome person at home. Some of us, we are at home like parasite. You see, when there is a rotten onion in a sack, you see, the rest of the onions will get what? Will get rotten. So what do? We get that affected one, we throw it out. It is the same thing in the family. You see, we do produce kids with different characters, with different aims and objectives. Others, they grow up responsible people. Others, they grow up as, you know, a curved human being. Cannot be adjusted, cannot be, you know, make straight. Therefore, when you are in wrong, admit it and ask that you should be forgiven. See? And also, do not blame or criticize the other, but encourage. If your spouse attacks you verbally, do not attack them back, because you will just pick up a quarrel. Also, try to understand the other person's opinions. Make allowances for differences. Be concerned about his or her interest. To add to this list, it is important that we know how different people express themselves in speaking. In general, women are better in talking with their body than men. And so, when dealing with women, you should take special attention on their non-verbal expression. If you are not care in this area, you will be innocently misunderstood that you don't care to their communications, that you don't respond as they expected. Good communication also involves knowing when to be quiet and when to bring up a point. It is generally unwise to raise an important topics just before going to bed or just before leaving the house. If there is an important matter to be discussed, a couple should set aside time to deal with it. The time of saying that what you want to say is as important as what you want to do or what you want to say. It is very important for us to avoid being troublesome. Do not respond with anger. Do not become involved in quarrels. Do not use silence to frustrate or as a weapon to shoot back your anger. Speak the truth always. Be slow to speak. Think first and then be ready to listen, and do not answer until the other person has finished talking. If we do all this one, we shall be in a very peaceful world. May God bless you so much as we end this short and brief topic on keys to effective talking.
Welcome back from that great message from Family Life Lecture.
Here is good news for you. We have free Bible Correspondence School that offer courses like Basic Health, Step to Christ, Bible Discovery, the Book of Daniel, the Book of Revelation, and Personal Bible Study Guide.
Therefore, to get these courses, call us on telephone number 0782-710-908 or write to us at Message of Love, Bible Correspondence School, P.O. Box 823, Arua, Uganda, or 247, Juba, Sudan.
It is a right time to listen to the Word of God.
Brothers and sisters, this is your friend Lubang Felix sharing with you the Word of God. As we have heard from our previous lessons, we are waiting for a blessed hope that when Jesus comes, all of us will be part of his family. But how are we saved? How can we receive Jesus? Now listen and bear with me this message. Let's all turn to our Bibles and listen. Let's see from Romans chapter 6, verse 23. It says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." We have two messages here: that sin pays its wage death, which means when Adam and Eve sinned, they deserve to die. Now, not only Adam and Eve, all of us have sinned. As it has said, we all deserve to die. So this world went astray from God. They were already in a death row, only waiting to die. But God gave us a gift. That is Jesus Christ, who came to this world and put himself on the death row and take us away from the death row to the life row. So there are two rows, death row and a life row. So when we decided to go to the death row, God gave us a gift, a chance to come back to the life row. But there must be a substitute in the death row. So Jesus took himself, the death row, and gave us the life row. So brothers and sisters, life eternal is a gift. It is not by price. It does not need us to earn. It does not require your silver. It does not require your energy. Only it is a gift. And this gift is nothing else but through Jesus Christ. As I have said earlier, that Jesus took himself, gave himself, and put himself on the death row so that we may survive. Let's turn to Acts of Apostles chapter 4, verse 12. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. I cannot be saved because of my father. You cannot be saved because your father is a pastor. You cannot be saved because your father is a bishop. No any other name on earth given whereby man can be saved. Only the name of Jesus. Jesus only. Therefore, on earth here, you need to look to Jesus, because Jesus is the only way for us to be saved. Don't look to a priest, even though the priest deceive you that I can pray for you. A priest cannot save you. Even Jesus' mother, Mary. There are some people whom they think Mary can speak better to God. That Mary pray for me. Mary pray for us. That is not true. The only person who can save us is Jesus. Speak to him direct. Receive him as your savior. So Jesus is the only and the only way that we may be saved. No any other name. Even the prophets, even Isaiah, even Daniel, even Abraham himself, who is the father of faith, cannot save us. Even Muhammad cannot save us. Muhammad also looked forward that in the resurrection day, Isa will come and raise him up for eternal life. So Muslims are hoping for Jesus to come and give them resurrection for life. In fact, the word Muslim means somebody who has surrendered himself for God. And there is no any other God who will save but only Jesus. So, brothers and sisters, salvation is a gift to us through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And let's see from Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. And 15. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. Jesus came to this world to free us from the devil. And Jesus also took part, flesh and blood, so that he can share with us the sufferings that we are encountering in this world. So Jesus came so that the life he lived will destroy the life of the enemy, Satan. Because Jesus' behavior condemns the behavior of Satan. And if we lived as Jesus lived, you will find that you will also condemn the life of your neighbors. Because what you do, they want it, but they hate it, because it condemns their life. So Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, the evil deeds, the evil thoughts that Satan is doing. That was why Jesus had to take human flesh and demonstrate to the world that human beings can live godly life. So Jesus lived that life for you and for me, so that when we reach God's family, he declares that you have not sinned, because you have lived a perfect life, and yet it was not you, or it is not you, but Jesus who lived that perfect life. And he lived for you, and he took your suffering for himself. That is what Jesus did for you and for me, brothers and sisters. Our last reading is in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. God made him who had not sinned to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. God made Jesus who have not sinned to be sin. He became like a sinner. He was condemned as if he had sinned. He was also killed among the sinners. Two criminals, he was in the midst. And he was crucified outside Jerusalem. It means he was a criminal. And yet, he made no crime. So Jesus was made a sinner in our behalf. And we are made righteous in Jesus' behalf. I hope in this series of lessons, you have learned something. What is all this about? It is a message that you come back home to God. Soon God is going to establish a permanent kingdom, a permanent home state, where you will not die. You will continue to live forever, forever. Is that not a good news, brothers? Living forever is what we are looking for. Staying with God is what we are looking for, as God had planned. Therefore, Father, bless us and give us all your blessings. Let's
thank you for the words of God. And if you have questions, comments, suggestions, please write to us at Message of Love, Bible Correspondence School, P.O. Box 823, Arua, Uganda. Or call us on telephone number 0782-710-908.
As we are ending our program for tonight, you'll be listening for more program next week on the same time at the same frequency. God bless you.
Farabi kufina, farabi kufina, fisa.